Township Garden.
Let's just review what you learned. Discussing again the relationship between our sugya where Rav Huna says that Yachadol me Kedusha and the Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel, where it says that Ein Parson Al Hashma B'Pachus Me'Asara. The question is, the basic underlying question is, does Rav Huna disagree? How could Rav Huna disagree with the Mishnah? So, the first shita that we're discussing is this. It all has to do, a lot of it has to do, with how you understand what Parson Al Hashma is. And the reason why I wanted to do this Rabbeinu Nissim, even though it's really on a different topic, it's mostly on a topic of Parson Al Hashma, which is not our sugi really, is because he sort of has a summary of when you can be motzi somebody in a bracha and when you can't. And he talks about not just Parson Al Hashma and not just Kedusha, but he talks about Birchas Hananen and he talks about Birchas Hazimun, which of course we learned that whole parak over there. And I thought this would be very interesting to see Rabbeinu Nissim. So Rabbeinu Nissim brings down the sheet of Rashi, that Rashi says that the reason Parson Al Hashma means if someone didn't hear Kedusha, came late, didn't hear Baruch Hu, didn't hear Kaddish, didn't hear any of those things. So what you do is, he gets up, even if he's the only one apparently, it's Rashi Shita, even everybody else daven, he gets up and he says Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and first Baruch of Kriya Shema. Rashi learns that the word Parson means a piece. You say a piece of Kriya Shema, just the first piece. Why do you only say the first piece? So Rashi's Shita is, as many have shown him, that the first piece needs a minion because it has its Kedusha. You're really saying Kedusha, and you need a minion for Kedusha. Okay? So therefore, he didn't have that minion. He can't do it himself. He doesn't have that minion. So therefore, he says it out loud, Parson Al Hashma. And then why does it say, Ein Ovel Nosen Had Teva? So they explain that even though the whole reason you Ein Ovel Nosen Had Teva means also because of Kedusha, so what do you have to? It's redundant to say both of them. So according to Rashi, what the Rabbi Nathan says, and he bases it on Yerushalmi, that it means that the two separate entities. So that if you have a minion for Parson Al Hashma, you can be Parson Al Hashma. But if you lost the minion before Shmona Esrei, you couldn't do the Kedusha Shmona Esrei. Whereas if you had lost the minion in the middle of Parson Al Hashma, you could continue. Because apparently this is the halacha, it comes from Yerushalmi, it's a very important halacha. It applies a lot of places where people leave shul early, you don't end up with a minion at the end of davening. It's all based on Yerushalmi that certain things, if it's only considered a gemar, you're allowed to complete what you started, even though you no longer have a minion. And exactly how that applies, what you can do, what you can't do, is obviously going to be a discussion of the post and exactly where it applies. So that's the shita of Rashi. So the Rabbeinu Nissim says about Rashi, that's Rashi's shita of Ein Parson Al Hashma. But he says Aval HaGaonim Zal had a different shita. That Ein Parson Al Hashma, the word, first of all, it translates the word Parson different. The word Parson, they said, means to begin. You don't begin to say Birchas Kriya Shema. And the reason is, that's how he just translates the word differently, and it ends up having a whole different shot according to the Gaonim. The Gaonim hold that you are saying Birchas Kriya Shema for the purpose of being motzi somebody in the bracha. That even though normally you can be motzi somebody in a bracha without a minion, but when it comes to Birchas Kriya Shema, you need a minion to be motzi someone in the bracha. Because it has special chashid, because it has kedusha in it. But it's not because of the kedusha. The bracha itself needs a minion to be motzi. You can't be motzi. It's like a type of a tefillah b'tzibur. Alright? Just like you have, when you have a chazaras hashas, it's tefillah b'tzibur. This is a tefillah b'tzibur, except it's not tefillah b'tzibur of the Amida. It's a tefillah b'tzibur of what? Of Birchos Kriya Shema. So Rabbeinu Nissim brings down the Gaonim who hold that you motzi somebody in the entire all Birchos Kriya Shema, and it applies not only to Shacharis, it applies to Marav as well when you don't even have Kedusha. You need a minion to be motzi somebody. Shemei Ka'on is not good enough by itself. You need to actually have a minion. So obviously when you have a minion, it's no longer just Shemei Ka'on, but rather it's sort of a Tefillah Satzibur, right? you are part of a tzibur that's davening through whoever it is, the shliach tzibur, the poreis. Okay? So that's how the Gaon of Vilna shot, and they also summarize some of the other rules of when you say Bir Shemei Kohen and when you don't. I thought this was really important to see. She says, even though in general, if I want to make a bracha on a lulav and etrog, so you can make the bracha for me. You can be motzi me with Shemei Kohen. That's fine, all right? Even though you're not, even if you made the bracha already, because since you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, and I'm mechuyev to see to it that you do the mitzvah, so therefore I'm considered a mechuyev davar, and I can be motzi you in the birchas of mitzvah.
Even if you made the bracha already?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
But you're different. You have a different. You don't no longer have a chiyuv in the mitzvah.
I do have a chiyuv. That I still have a chiyuv to make this bracha. I have a chiyuv to make this bracha because I have a chiyuv to see to that you fulfill the mitzvah. Call you to Arendus. That's a, I'm not talking about halacha. I'm just telling you how Rishonim learned pshat in this. That's the way Rishonim learned. Okay. That's how the birchas hamitzvos. But by birchas hanenin, there's no arevus. You don't have to eat.
Oh.
So I can't be responsible to see to it that you eat. I don't have arvus on your eating. I have to see that you do mitzvahs. But if you starve, that's not my problem. Anyway, so by birch hananim, we say, I don't think that's actually what the Gaonim say. By birch hananim, they made each person, since you're the nana, you have to make the bracha yourself. Unless there is a way that I can make a bracha for you. First of all, I have to also be mechuyev, meaning I have to also be nana, right? And there needs to be kaviyas. And then it's considered if we have a group of nanin. We have a group of nanin, and then I make the bracha. I can make the group can make it's kachad gufa. That's where it loses. It's like we're one group of nanin. We're a nanin body, and the body makes the bracha. One person makes the bracha for the entire nanin body. That's fine.
But there's no minimum number of people.
There's no minimum. No, there's no minimum. Then there's a more of a restrict, and that would apply, let's say, to a motzi or something like that. And then there's a more restrictive requirement. That's by the din of zimun. By the din of zimun, because since it's deraisa, and since it's also on hana, even though it's there is obviously a arvus. For because you're already benched, you're already eaten, you have to bench now, you're mechuyev to bench. But you still, I can't be motzi you in the bracha, because since it was v'chas v'savot v'rachta, misha'ocha, well, each person has to make his own bracha, you can't be otzi someone else's bracha. So if I'm benching and you're benching, I can't be motzi you. Okay? Can't be motzi you. If there is an exception, if you don't know how to bench, okay, then for some reason, I can't be motzi you. But in general, I can't be motzi you. Just there is how can I be motzi you? So the Chachamim instituted a preferred way to bench, and that is Ayde Zimun. And God Hashem Iti and Rav Moshe Yachsov, that there is a way where we sort of become a group, a tziruf. We become a group of benchers, and we bench together. And that's what Zimun is. I bench for you. That's what we talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. The idea of Birchas Zimun is I'm benching. One of us, we're benching as a group. Only one person's benching. But we're all benching as a group. That's Birchas Hamazon. Okay? And then there's...
He's got to say it all out loud. Everybody
obviously, he's got to say it out loud.
Word if he's gonna
it probably works with Shemeika Ona, probably. And then, lastly, he talks about this case over here. About Birchas Kriyashma. He says, Birchas Kriyashma, you know what you need in order to be motivated somebody? You need a minion. It's very similar to Shemona Esrei. You need a minion to be motzi someone in Birchas Kriyashma because he says of the Kedusha aspect of it, and but it applies even to the. It's not only referring to the Kedusha. According to the Gaonim, post Nashma is not just the first bracha. That's just the beginning. You say all Birchas Kriyashma and you motzi somebody in it, right? And you do it through this vehicle of having a minion of people at a Kriyashma Shel Tzibur. Birchas Kriyashma Tzibur. Now, Kriyashma itself, I think that each person would need to say individually. I'm pretty sure. He doesn't really talk about that, I don't think. But Kriyashma itself, I think he would need to say himself. I don't think he could be able to do that with Shemeika Ona, but he doesn't really talk about it. And he said, and that's obviously the same idea as you have with with Shmona Esrei itself that you can be motzi someone.
So
but the problem that Rabbeinu Nissim has with the sheet of the Gaonim is that it ends up that I being motzi other people in Birchas Kriyas Shema, even though they could do it themselves. It says, it doesn't say anything that a person is not able to do it themselves. That's even he could do it himself. And normally we paskin that when it comes to the general din of a chazan being motzi somebody, what's the purpose of chazaras hashas? So the Gemara says, although this, many say that's not the whole purpose, that's just a small part of the story, but the Gemara says the purpose of chazaras hashas is so hotzi she'ein baki.
Yeah.
And that's how we paskin, only be motzi she'ein baki. So the rabbinism says, so how can you have priests al shema for people that are bekiyim? Doesn't give any answer to it. Well, let's look now at the. That's the end of the Rabbeinu Nissim. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yesh Makshim, said what? The whole idea of priestess Alashma, right? He learns a different the language of Poros Alashma. He has a third shot. How does he translate the word Poros and Alashma? Mevorchin al Hashma, right? He says the word poras means levorich. Okay? And all these different nuances in how you translate the word result in learning different ways of exactly what's happening, obviously, when you poras al Hashma.
Right.
So he says you need, normally, ain't poras al Hashma elabat sorry. You need 10 people because of Kaddish. But if you start with 10 people, then you can finish because you already started. There's that Rishalmi, right? That once you have a minion, you can finish. So he brings down this Yesh Makshim that they seem to hold. Let me just. All right. They seem to learn that Pshat and Yerushalmi means that if you had a minyan for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, then you can finish and say the brachos of Kriyas Shema. And then they say, you see from over here that Kedusha of Yotzer needs a minyan because otherwise, why would you need to say that you can finish? You could do it because you don't need a minyan. So on this. Omar Mori Rav Nero. By the way, Mori Rav Nero is Rabbeinu Yonah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what this is. This is really not written by. This is
Talmid
Rabbeinu
Yonah. Right.
That ain't. I'm going to read it inside. She ain't ze perish nachon. She im kedivreiem lamalo hikshem izeh hamishna lamandia mahayachad al mekedusha. If according to them, why doesn't the answer the Mishnah on the sheet of Rav Huna who says that you don't need a minyan for kedusha? To behead your mashum behind. He's talking about the fact that...
Who are the other people?
Lo Hiksha means why didn't the... I think it means why didn't the Gemara... Why wasn't the Gemara asking Rav Huna from the Mishnah? L'mad yamash yachro mekdusha, doha behed yamash mehai mesnisen. It's mashm from this Mishnah in Megillah. She'ena yachro mekdusha. Because that's why it says two cases over there. Be cool to tell you that if there was a minyan for the beginning of Birchas Yotzer, you can use it for the end. If you could use it, it means that you need a minyan for the end. Elavade pirish ein poros al shema hu kamash kotzer Rabbeinu Meir. Okay, this is the main part I wanted you to see. Yeah. Rabbeinu Meir is one of the Tanoim in the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah that talks about when you chazen, who is the chazen motzi and under what circumstances. Rabbeinu Meir says, he says that Amim Shebasados are, since they can't come to Shul, Anisi, Lomotzi, Lamesel, Reknishta, Shliach Tzibur is Motzion Yidei Chavosa. He's davening for the Tzibur, they're part of the Tzibur.
Even
if they're not there. Afilu Hachi, so even though he can be Motzi, in other words, even though Rameir holds that you can be Motzi, people are not even there in Shemona Esrei, at least on Rosh Hashanah. Someone has to make a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and other davening.
They're not working in the field on Rosh Hashanah.
Well, they're basados, though. That would say they're working, but that's where they are. They can't make it to the city.
Oh, they're in the village.
They live in the village somewhere. Afilu achi mikriya shema ein aniftarim ela ba'amira uvanias amen. And they from birchas kriya shema. I don't know if it means kriya shema itself, obviously, because no amen by kriya shema. From birchas kriya shema, they're not yotze ela ba'amira. Only if somebody says it uvanias amen and answering amen, the eno pota ela biyud. And you need a minion for this. Ulafikach in Porzan al Shmaka de Liptor as Hashoman Banias Amen El Biyud. That's why you need a minion for it. Shimlokain ain't. So it's not because of Kedusha. You don't need a minion because of Kedusha. You need a minion for it to be considered a Shliach Tzibur.
Why is it?
Well, let me read it first. Abel Meschil Biyud, Vahalchim itself and Gomer Vonam Amen Akhov. Okay, that's it. That is it. So, what if you remember the whole shita of the Rabbeinu Nissim, and apparently of the first shita that's brought down by Rabbeinu Yonah, was that the reason why you need a minion is in order to say Kedusha. And Rabbeinu Nissim expanded it to say that it's not only that's the reason why you need a minion, but once you need it for Kedusha, you need it for all birchas kriya shema. Can't be motzah and birchas kriya shema without a minion. And Rabbeinu Nissim asked the question, but that sounds like chazaras hashatz. The shliach tzibur is being motzah you. The shliach tzibur we normally hold is only motzah you, ain't a bikiyah, but it's not motzah you boki. The Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit different. He says, first of all, that it's not because of the kedusha, but it's because in order to be motzi somebody, and in order for a person to be considered like a chazan or a shliach tzibur, you need to have a tzibur. Tzibur is 10. So, and he says, it goes according to the shita of Rabbeinu Meir, who holds that normally you could be yotzei amish b'sodas even though they're not there. But that's only the Amida. What about birchos kriya shema? That you have to be there, and you have to answer omen, and you have to ask, and for that you have to have a minion. And has nothing, even though you don't, it's nothing to do with Kedusha. According to the Shita, you could hold that that the Kodosh, and Baruch Kvod of the Yotzer of Ma'oroth is not Kedusha. But still, you need a minion in order for the person to be considered a Shliach Tzibur in order to be Motzi. So now, he says this goes according to Rabbeinu Meir. Now, whether he's saying that this whole idea of Ein Porsonal Shema is El Basar is going according to Rabbi Meir. That's very difficult to say. I saw that the Gura wants to say that he learns that it's talking about that the Mishnah of Ein Porsonal Shema is talking about Ein Obaki. That's the reason why you could be motzi him, even though normally a Shliach Tzibur can only be motzi. It's the same thing as according to the Gaonim. It seemed like a Shliach Tzibur could motzi anybody in Birchus Kriya Shema. But it's the way the Gro learns shot in this Rabbeinu Yonah, and he brings down Rabbeinu Meir over there in the end of Rosh Hashanah, who also, that's where they talk about that you only motzi Ein Abikiyim. He wants to learn that this is talking about Ein Abikiyim.
Didn't we learn elsewhere in Brachos that if the person is davening in the tree, or if he's working for the balabas, when we use the word personal shema, we meant truncated because he's working for the other guy. So is
that's
it possible?
Not called personal shema. That's Havineinu. You're talking about something else. That's not called personal shema. Anyway, let me just summarize what we did here, and then yeah, I'll take your questions if you have after, because people have to go. So according to the Rei Rabbeinu Nissim learns the reason why you need a minion over here in Parsonal Shema is because since there is, it's not just for the first bracha like Rashi learns, it's for all Birchos Kriya Shema. But since you have Kedusha in Birchos Kriya Shema, so all Birchos Kriya Shema require Yud, and that's even true by Mar, where there is no Kedusha, and you can be motzi someone. Rabbeinu Nissim doesn't understand the Shita because he holds. How can you be motzi and ain't a boki? Motzi a boki, I'm sorry. The Rabbeinu Yonah seems to learn that it's the general rule of a chazan being motzi somebody is only where you have a tzibur. So you need to first have a tzibur in order to be motzi someone, and it's in all birchas kriya shema. And according to the way the Gro learns shot in this Rabbeinu Yonah, it's talking about ain't a bikiyim. That's what it's talking about. That's why the Chazal Tzimim say. Okay, we'll stop here and ask a question.
Why does Rabbeinu Yonah make a difference between Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei? Why in Shemoneh Esrei can you be motzei to people who are not present in shul?
You can be motzei
then. No,
if they're anithim, you could.
Even for Shema?
Yeah, so Shema.
Shema says you have to say. Why does he say you have to say? All right, I'm sorry, you're right. He says Shema's different. That's
because Shema's the Raisa?
Well, Shema is the right, I don't know if it's correct.
And Shemoneh Esrei is not?
I'm not even sure if Shema is the right. I mean, that's what my host was showing, Shema is the right.
It is?
Of course. Yeah. Both partners, Kriya Shema is on the right. Nothing, we learned it a couple of times.
I don't remember anything from me.